Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Wednesday, 1st April, and the corresponding Islamic date today is 8th Shaban 1441. Today we're going to learn a very simple yet very rewarding good deed. Today's lesson is not going to be very long, so all of you can pay attention and learn this lesson very easily. When a person performs salah, and after performing his salah, he remains seated in his place. He does not break his wudu and he does not talk to anyone. So he remains in the state of wudu and he doesn't do anything which would normally break his salah. For example, turning away, walking away or talking. So he performs his salah, he finishes his salah and he remains in the state of wudu and he sits waiting for the next salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him two things. Number one, Allah orders an angel to go and make dua for that person for as long as he remains seated there. And the dua is for forgiveness. So the angel will come and say, Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, forgive him. And number two, after he finishes his salah and whilst he is waiting, for as long as he sits there waiting, Allah orders the angel of good deeds to write in his book of good deeds that he is performing salah. So let's take an example so you understand this better. If a person performs his asr salah, and after performing asr salah, he sits on his place and he does not break his wudu. And he doesn't do anything which normally breaks our namaz. For example, walking away, talking to someone. So he sits in his place and he doesn't do anything. He's not reading Quran, he's not reading Tasbih. He's just sitting. Now this person, he is sitting with the intention of waiting for Maghrib Salah. That's the only good thing he is doing. His intention is that I am sitting waiting for the Maghrib Salah. For this entire time he is waiting, it could be 20 minutes, it could be half an hour, it could be 1 hour. Whatever the length of time it is, whilst he is sitting, for that entire time, one angel will be making dua for him, asking Allah to forgive him. And the second thing is, for that entire time, his book of deeds will be filled with the reward of namaz, that he is performing salah, he is performing salah, he is performing salah, he is performing salah, he is performing salah. So it is a very easy way for us to get this great reward. And the time from Asr to Maghrib is usually quite short. So what we need to do is we need to, for example, half an hour, 40 minutes before Maghrib namaz, we perform our Asr and Maghrib at home. After doing this, our plan should be that we are going to remain seated waiting for Maghrib namaz. We're not going to do anything. There's no food, no drink, no talking. And then we sit and do our tilawat at that time. We do dua, we do tasbih. For the entire time while we are waiting, inshallah, we'll get these two rewards. Number one, an angel will make dua for us. And number two, we'll get the reward of performing salah for that entire time. Inshallah, we'll continue with good lessons from tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon today's lesson. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.